Well, welcome to Little Grace to Grow podcast. And my microphone came on and I wasn't even ready for it. Anyways, I want to share a passage of scripture with you this today, whatever time you'd be listening to this, that God used in my heart in a very special way back around 1990. I had moved from northern Indiana to the Indianapolis area to be engaged, and our engagement would be a year away. In the meantime, I was to save some money and get ready. During this time, I got plugged into a good church on the south side of Indy, and I was working two jobs, actually three. I'd do some work on the side, just cleaning out gutters, anything I could do to make some money. And I remember there was a period around, actually it was 1989, where I hit bottom. I got in an accident with the company truck that I was responsible to pay for. Then later on, I did some damage to this guy's gutters that would cost me close to $2,000. All of this while I'm trying to save money for a wedding. Well, it really brought me to a low place, and I was praying, seeking the Lord, reading the scriptures, and this passage, the Lord spoke to me through this passage. I had kind of drifted from the Lord. I'm not going to deny that. I was going to church, but I was not as faithful as I had been. So Galatians 6:4 says this. So I'm reading through Galatians, and this is what it says. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. So I'm reading through and I hit that passage and it reaches out and grabs me. It's as though God's saying, it's your responsibility. If you want joy, it's available for you. If you want contentment, it's available for you. But you've slacked in a number of areas in your walk with me. And so God used that verse to challenge me to look in the mirror and realize, okay, that guy, he's got to quit blaming his problems on other people and uncontrollable circumstances. He has to accept the cards he's been dealt. And I decided then and there, I'm just going to walk close to the Lord and let the chips fall where they may. Now, again, with this debt hanging over my head before the marriage, to be honest, it didn't look good. It didn't give me the kind of image that I wanted with my future in-laws, let alone other people in the church. I didn't know hardly anybody in Indianapolis. I moved down here. This is where my wife is from. And it really affected me. It took its toll on me in regards to my reputation, my ego. But that passage, the Lord was telling me, you can have joy in your own soul and in your own spirit if you're a man of integrity, if you choose to be a man of honor, a man of decency. So I've got a little article here. Far too often we blame our despondency on things that are out of our control, when in reality, it is what we know about ourselves that gets us down. You cannot make people trust you after you have fallen, nor can you make people like you. But you can determine to be trustworthy and likable. You need to realize it is not the responsibility of others to make you trustworthy. Trust takes time and consistency. But you don't have to wait until people trust you to enjoy the fact that you are doing what is right today. It is what you know about yourself that counts. When a man knows himself to be true and faithful to God, he can have joy in himself alone, as the passage says. This is why the best pillow is a good conscience. Everyone will fail someone, but we don't have to let that failure keep us from getting up. Even if your failures have cost you something like a job, a friendship, or even a marriage, prove to yourself you have changed. Start living in a way that pleases God. Even if people don't believe you, it is not just who you are in public, but it's who you are in private that counts. So prove to yourself. God knows who you really are, and if you have really changed, that is what you need to focus on. Don't get mad at others for not trusting you. Trust is earned, and only God gives that. Paul, the Apostle Paul, was bitten by a snake in Acts chapter 28 on the island of Mileta. And the inhabitants there thought he was a criminal. But he shook the snake off, and he was not affected by the poison. He didn't swell. So they changed their minds and thought he was a god. Joseph was called a rapist and was sent to jail. But he did not make an excuse to rebel from God. In time, God took care of his reputation. The only joy these men could find at times was the fact that they had proved to themselves to be in the right. So work on being right with the Lord, and the rest will take care of itself. Solomon had called out the wickedness of his brother. Adonijah then repented and humbled himself before King Solomon, and Solomon gave him mercy under this one condition: if he will show himself to be a worthy man. We find that in 1 Kings 1:52. Unfortunately, Adonijah was not a true man and revealed he was more concerned about his image than his character. He was more concerned about what men thought of him than what God thought of him. And therefore, his wicked heart came to the surface again, only to bring his downfall. You know, as I consider this, it's all about faith. If you believe in God, then you've got to know he's watching. He cares. And he is pleased when your heart has turned to him in righteousness, even if other people don't trust you. If you believe in God, the God of the Bible, then you do that and you rest assured he'll take care of your reputation later on. He'll provide you the joy you need. Fellowship with him is available. Let every man prove his own work. Then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Prove it to yourself. God bless you and have a great week.